You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, with COVID-19 cases rising again around the country, some hospitals are running out of room and resources to care for patients. That's raised a question: should unvaccinated people go to the back of the line? A UW-Madison expert says no. Find out why and share your thoughts. Now, earlier this year, the hope was that September would bring a return to normal pre-pandemic life. But around a lot of the U.S., that's not really happening. And the Delta variant is a big part of the story. Big companies, Apple's, Facebook's, Ford's, and others were planning on returning to the office right around now. Instead, they've pushed that back to early next year. Restaurants and retailers are scaling back hours because their workers are staying home, in some cases, worrying about being exposed to COVID-19. Other businesses say factories are operating at reduced capacity. And even though in-person school is back, so are mask mandates, and it's anyone's guess if classes or daycares will be disrupted again. It's all part of what our next guest is calling the I don't know economy. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Have you been affected by this economic uncertainty again? Have you gone back to the office? Are you still working from home? If you're able to work at home, if you work in person, are you worried that things aren't getting back to normal as soon as you had hoped? If you're a business owner or manager, what have the past few months been like for you? And hey, parents with kids in school, do you think they're going to stay in school? Are you worried about how you're going to work your work life around kids maybe having to come back home? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@wpr.org. Heather Long is an economics correspondent for The Washington Post. Heather, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Rob. Thanks for having me.
Well, one of your pieces on this recently, the I Don't Know Economy piece, we had this hope, I think a lot of us, that September, we're going to be pretty darn close to normal. Can you talk about all the I don't know that we're feeling right now?
Yeah, you did a great job listing it out. The biggies are obviously this, I don't know. So executives can't tell you when their products are going to be back on the shelves or when more cars are going to be in the lot or whether we're going to have enough toys on the shelves for the holidays because of all these supply chain glitches that continue. Obviously, the school and the daycare factor, a lot of concern. It's sort of the fall of chaos, I call it, where okay, your kid is back in school for now, but what can happen next week? Are you going to get that phone call that says, sorry, your child's been exposed, please come pick them up ASAP? And then if you're a worker who's been working from home, I'm part of that category. I just received a notice from my company saying, hey, we thought we'd come back later this month or early October. Now we won't be requiring everybody back till January. And of course, that has ripple effects on that. I was just driving through downtown Washington, D.C. is still mostly a ghost town. And even people are seeing it. I tried to go to my bank on Saturday, and I learned that the bank is now closed on Saturday that I use because partly they don't have enough staff to keep it open on the weekends in the way that they used to. And I think so many of us have had that experience of going to our favorite coffee shop or whatnot and seeing that sign on the door that either says, sorry, we don't have enough staff, please be patient, or it says, hey, sorry, we close early now.
I want to key in on one group you just mentioned, parents with kids under 13, unvaccinated kids, especially the moms. You quoted a Federal Reserve of Atlanta bit of research. Women with children under the age of 13 accounted for 19% of the pre-pandemic workforce, made up a disproportionate 30% of job losses. And now you're writing about, you were going to the school year, and that mom sending the kid to school is trying to decide, can I go back to work? Can I assume that my kid's going to keep going to school in the next month or two or three? What are you watching for there?
We're already seeing it. So we just got that data on Friday called the jobs report for August, and 90% of the jobs, of the 233,000 jobs created in August, went to men. And so where were the women? Well, a lot of these women are moms who were still trying to figure out what is the deal with school right now or with childcare. You know, are things stable enough for me? I had interviewed a woman who was like, look, you know, I've got four kids. One of them had just gone off to university in Louisiana and she had to go pick him up because of Hurricane Ida. You know, another child was, you know, at a place where they were having a war over the mask mandate at the school. And so all of this was sort of coming to the forefront. She's like, I'm trying to get back to work. I'm trying to search for a job again, but it's really hard to do that right now when I'm still juggling all this chaos that's going on. I would just make one other point, even beyond the childcare issues, and that is this is starting to have an impact on the economy. We are seeing a slowdown in hotel and airline flights. I know people are tracking those TSA, everybody's favorite, the security guards, you know, going through the airport. They track how many people have been going through. That took a real nosedive in August as the Delta variant picked up. And similarly, we see restaurant bookings, OpenTable, that app has been sharing a lot of their restaurant booking data throughout this pandemic. Things had almost rebounded. At the end of June, it almost looked pre-pandemic-esque. And since late July, when that Delta surge, you can just see this drop-off in reservation bookings. And the biggest one of all, and this is where I feel it, and so many people feel it, I can't wait to hear some of the calls, sentiment in August, what's called consumer sentiment from your neighbor there at the University of Michigan, they put out this monthly survey, and in August, it fell to the lowest level, the most pessimism of this entire pandemic.
Wow.
So even worse than sort of March, April, those first horrible months in 2020 was August. And I think it's just what we're talking about. So many of us, and I'll put myself in that category, kept thinking, if I can just make it to September, if I can just make it to Labor Day 2021, you know, things will start to feel normal. My kid will be back in school. I might be back in an office. You know, I could maybe go to the art museum or to the sports ball game again, or the high school football game. And, you know, it's not quite like that in many parts of the country.
Talking to Heather Long from the Washington Post about what she calls the I don't know economy, with the Delta variant of COVID-19 raising lots of questions. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Are you feeling worried, uncertain, skeptical about the big picture economy, the economy of your own life? Have you put out going to a new job or going back to your old job? Have you put off travel or other things that you spend money on because of the uncertainty right now? And hey, what about parents with those unvaccinated, unvaccinatable at this point, kids at home? How's that affecting your decision making? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Let's go to your calls now. Mark is with us in Hartford. Mark, hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Just kind of more so had a comment that the pandemic really changed my outlook and kind of the work-life balance. My work went totally remote, and when we were told that by July we'd be full-time back in the office, I quit, and I found a job where I could stay completely remote, and I couldn't be happier. I think that the push for companies that, like, their culture is so important, we got to get back to the office, feels like a joke compared to lose it, you know, being able to ditch the commute and, you know, all the office politics and that kind of stuff. It feels great for me.
And Mark, I just want to ask before we let you go, did you not want to go back because you were still concerned about COVID and the safety stuff? Or was it, hey, working from home is awesome, you don't want to go back, COVID or no COVID?
Honestly, it was kind of both.
Okay.
I definitely had some COVID concerns. My wife is... she's got some immune issues, not, you know, nothing big, but just, you know, get sicker than normal. So there were some concerns there, but it was, you know, it just in gas savings, it saves me, you know, $120 to $160 a month just in gas money.
Wow. Mark, thank you so much for sharing that at 800-642-1234. Heather, Mark is not the only one doing this calculus of to go back or to quit. What are we seeing out there?
Exactly. I wish you could see me nodding so vigorously. First of all, I'd love to know if Mark's an introvert because I feel the same way. It's been great working from home if you're more introverted. But beyond that, he illustrates this bigger point, which I think you and I've talked about before. I had written a piece in the spring where I said it's not a labor shortage per se. It's a great reassessment of work in America. And I just hear Mark's story over and over again, whether people are white collar workers or blue collar workers or new collar workers, or whether they were working retail or what, so many people have said that this really changed them. This pandemic, it really psychologically changed them, what they want out of life, what they want out of their job, how they want to work, and where they want to work. Maybe, maybe it's at home versus in an office or outside. I've heard some people say, I want a job that's more outside. And that's been a huge problem for employers as they're trying to react to the fact that so many people, it's not that they don't want to work, but they want to work in a very different type of way and environment than they did in, late 2019.
We are talking about the uncertain economic future, the uncertain economic present for that matter, in the midst of the Delta variant of COVID-19. Heather Long stays with us, economics correspondent for The Washington Post. She wrote a piece recently about the I don't know economy. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. Are you feeling uncertain about what's going on with the Delta variant and the economy overall? And is that affecting decisions you make in your life about your job, about your travel, about what you're willing to spend money on and do in person? And parents with kids in school, especially kids under the age of 13 who can't get vaccinated at, what is on your mind? Is that affecting your job planning, for example? Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're talking about the I don't know economy with Washington Post economics correspondent Heather Long. She recently wrote about the Delta variant and why it's causing a lot of economic uncertainty across the U.S. She says the pandemic is making it hard for businesses, employees, parents to predict what life is going to be like in the weeks and months ahead. And you can join in maybe with your own story at 800-642-1234. If you're working at home, don't want to go back. If you're working in person, worried about what you're seeing in your workplace. If you are a parent or a student or a teacher, what kind of open questions do you have about whether things are going to keep rolling in person as we kick off this new school year? Join in with your thoughts, experiences, and questions at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas at WPR.org. Heather, you mentioned those big new job numbers that came out last Friday, and they weren't as big as people had predicted or hoped. What is going on there?
Yes, it was this huge sigh, sort of gasp when that data came out on Friday. I think people expected it to be a little bit weaker. You have to remember that over 1 million jobs were added in July and almost 1 million in June. And then, so most people thought, okay, maybe that, comes off the gas a little bit in August after the Delta variant. Instead, the final number, I think I misspoke earlier, it was 235,000 on Friday. So a quarter of what we had been seeing earlier in the summer. Obviously the main story is this Delta variant was putting a huge pause on a lot of hiring. It was crazy to see that the hospitality sector, which had added the bulk of the jobs, basically half of the jobs in the last several months, instead added zero in August. If you dig into the data, restaurants actually lost a couple thousand jobs, and there were very, very weak hiring in sort of the hotel and entertainment sectors. So, a lot of that screams. Retail also actually shed jobs in August. So a lot of that is very much a direct impact of this, I don't know, we've been talking about. Why should restaurants, if you're in the middle of Washington, D.C. and you're a restaurant, it's clear that a lot of these workers, lawyers and bankers and, you know, lobbyists are not going to be back downtown. So, of course, you're not going to beef up the hiring like maybe you had hoped to do this fall. The other one that I keep pointing out that's a real glaring error that ties into a lot of what we were talking about earlier is there was also lost jobs in the childcare sector. So we continue to see real struggles to hire in teachers back to the classrooms for K through 12, and an even bigger struggle to hire daycare and childcare and after school workers. Obviously, without those people back in place, there's even less place for the kids to go, and that makes it harder for parents to get back to work.
Yeah, people have been pointing toward a mismatch, Heather. We've got unemployment, not as bad as it was, you know, like last year, March, April, whatever, but not back to pre-pandemic levels, still higher than it was before. But we've got businesses reporting a labor shortage, saying we're not able to bring people in. How can you have one and the other at the same time?
Yeah, this was actually the most read article on the Washington Post over the weekend. The headline was literally why America has 8.4 million unemployed when there are 10 million job openings. So just what you're talking about. I've been thinking about this for months and talking to unemployed folks almost every day and talking to employers. And here's the three best answers I have to that quandary. This great mystery. Number one is you use the word mismatch, and I would use that too. If you look at where the most job openings are right now, they are in sort of business, professional services, education, and the health sector, and then leisure and hospitality. But if you look at the last job the unemployed right now held before the pandemic hit or before they lost their job, it's only about half the people had worked in any of those sectors. And so you have this mismatch where, you know, if somebody's looking for someone with experience, whether it's to be a chef at a restaurant or even a waiter, or whether it's to, you know, do accounting in the business sector, you know, they want somebody with a few years of experience. And right now there just are not enough people with that kind of recent experience. The second thing I would point out is we still have over 3 million people in this country who've been unemployed for 6 months or more, in some cases over a year. We know historically it's hard to get those people back into jobs. It just takes more time the longer you've been away from work. So, you know, we'd expect some of this hiring to slow a little bit here in the fall. The last thing I would point out, you know, obviously people say, oh, what about unemployment insurance payments? Obviously those went away this week. Those are mostly going away now. But I would point out is the other important factor is I hate to blame computers, but so many of the hiring is done online now. And what you hear is these companies have outsourced their hiring to these robots. And what's happening is robots are looking through resumes that are submitted on like an Indeed job site or LinkedIn, and they're almost too good. They're looking for such specific keywords that they are excluding basically millions of potential employees because they don't have that perfect wording, you know, in their resume or on their LinkedIn profile. And it's become a real problem. And I would encourage employers to really rethink what their screening process is.
Talking to Heather Long, economics correspondent for The Washington Post, talking about uncertainty in our economy during the Delta variant phase of the COVID-19 pandemic. Still time for you to share your own uncertainty. The number is certainly 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You know, Heather, early pandemic, I heard from a lot of economists saying, you know what, this isn't a choice between COVID safety measures and the economy. The route to fixing the economy is to fix COVID. Is that still true now with the Delta variant?
It's definitely still true. And we obviously just saw it in August with that weaker hiring. If you look at actually that Labor Department report on Friday, they also have been asking questions of people like how many are working remotely, you know, working from home as opposed to in the office. That number jumped. It was the highest so far in 2021 in August, which is, you know, okay, you could argue some people were on vacation or trying to work from the beach or their shore home or their lake home. But, you know, for a lot of people, it was this renewed fear, just like your caller Mark was talking about earlier, of not wanting to be out and about as much anymore. And you know, so similarly, seeing those airline traffic and the restaurant bookings go down. So yeah, I think the big concern is if we can't get this under control pretty soon, and we're all hoping that this is, we're going to follow the UK's path where there was a spike and then it starts to subside, you know, by the middle or end of September, that would, you know, be a huge relief for everyone. But if that doesn't happen, I'm particularly worried about what we were talking about, that consumer sentiment falling so dramatically in August, people describing a sense of hopelessness. You know, and when they feel hopeless, they tend not to go out and spend a lot. Obviously, spending is you know, 70% of the U.S. economy.
In our last minute, Heather, what are you watching for next with all of these moving parts here?
There are many moving parts, indeed. Number one is that sentiment we were just talking about. We cannot have people feeling hopeless and this hopelessness. And you know, obviously, number two is what's going on with the COVID cases, hospitalizations, and vaccinations. And number three that I'm really keeping my eye on is, can we get these childcare centers and schools to open and stay open? It's been very alarming to me to hear from so many childcare owners across the country, childcare center owners, who are telling me, I cannot hire anyone, or the people I used to hire now work at Walmart or at McDonald's.
Heather, we'll leave it there. Thanks for joining us again today.
Thank you.
Heather Long is an economics correspondent at The Washington Post. We talked to her today about uncertainty in the national economy, in large part, in most part, because of the Delta variant of COVID-19. Also looked at last week's disappointing jobs numbers that came out for the month of August. Still time to share your personal economic outlook. Are you worried about going back to a workplace? Have you changed what your workplace is? Are you one of the long-term unemployed people Heather just talked about a few moments ago? Let us know. You can do that over on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Again, that's the Ideas Network Facebook page. Tweet us at Central Time WPR or email ideas@WPR.org.